You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. I hope you've had a good weekend. No problems out there over the weekend. We got around a bit, the good lady and I, and it was all sort of rather well behaved, really, wasn't it? Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. And it is the 30th of October. 1 minute after the hour 7, we're going to be sitting here entertaining you right through till 10 o'clock this morning and starting us off with a notable birthday for today. Born on this day, the year was 1735. It was John Adams, and he was the second president of the United States. This was from 1797 until 1801. He signed the Declaration of Independence and negotiated the end of the War of American Independence. And there we go then. Let's get cracking, shall we?
Morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh.
There we go. Bring us in for this week. That's Rick Springfield and Affair of the Heart. Lead single off of his Platinum album, which was called Living in Oz. And the song did quite nicely, peaked at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 10 on the Cashbox Top 100 in mid-1983, and the fourth of Springfield's 5 top 10 hits to date here on The Breakfast Show. This is the Pet Shop Boys, sitting 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Exactly.
Show. It's better than coffee.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These
out the towns, wear satin gowns in a happy frame. The Ritalin guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the song of Loretta Rose? Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Supper wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, are you ever leaving Mississippi with the radio on? Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio.
Griffith, and listen to the radio, which is what we hope you're doing out there today. Right, we're just trying to keep an eye and see what's happening out in the streets today. And so far, I know there is, I'm not sure if it's March. I think I got somebody sent me something yesterday. Here we go. It says, this is Assemblea. It says, invitation to the Grand Assemblea General of Maestros and Professores, the Iglesia del Carmen at 8 o'clock this morning, and they're going to be marching from there, I believe. So we'll keep an eye on that. But that's at 8 o'clock this morning. Beware at the Iglesia del Carmen there in the corner. That's in the corner, isn't it? That's the one on Via España. And cross it with Frederica Boyd. Right, and well, the time on the breakfast show. By the way, if you're out there and you're running into any problems or seeing anything happening, do let us know. I think the message from the president last night didn't sort of placate everybody. Right, shower time. Let's do that. Let's get you spruced up, cleaned up, and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. We're making our way to 16 minutes right now. After the hour of 7 o'clock, and what we're going to do is get the water right, and then we're going to get loud with Jennifer Lopez. Go, let's get loud. Sorry, there we go. That's Let's Get Loud with Jennifer Lopez. That particular song by Jennifer Lopez, it was on her debut studio album, which was called On the Sex, released in 1999. Originally written by the song's co-writer, Gloria Estefan, for herself. She felt as if the song was a little too familiar to her previous material and passed it on to Jennifer Lopez. Estefan, who co-wrote the song alongside with Kiki Santander, stated that Lopez would have more fun with it and would put a new spin on it. Let's Get Loud, sometimes regarded as Lopez's signature song. Time on The Breakfast Show, 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't we all wish we were having a holiday? I tell you what, this is a 4-day week. Next week's a 3-day week. The week after that, it's a 4-day week. Soon be Christmas. We'll be right back. There's somebody having a good time. Madonna. And having a holiday. I think that's all we need, isn't it? Really, is a good holiday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D. Night that drove old Dixie down, and that is an original version, 1969 by the band, but that version was probably the most successful version of the song. It was by Joan Baez and became an RIAA certified gold record on the 22nd of October in 1971. In addition to chart action on the Hot 100, the record spent 5 weeks atop the easy listening chart as well. Billboard, they ranked it as the number 20 song of 1971. Right, Yasmin's just given me a little piece of papier, and it says here we've got to close streets via Domingo Diaz, La Ermita in San Carlos, and Pacora via Zaita closed, as well as blockages on those streets. So if we all thought it was going to go away after the announcement last night, not yet it ain't. Right, that's it then. That's brought us down to, well, to the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, Queen, and Keep Yourself Alive. We're all trying to do our best, aren't we, really? Before that, we had Exposé and Come Go With Me. Time on The Breakfast Show, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour this morning. What with all the goings on over the weekend? It's quite a long news this morning, but we want to try and get in as much information as possible, not just for us lot here, but we do have people listening from overseas as well that are interested in what is happening to us here as well. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee over there in Athens, in Greece. And Renee says, good Monday morning. We had daylight savings here yesterday. Well, that's very true, yes. Also over in the United Kingdom as well. They have that over the weekend. So over in the UK, that would be, 2 o'clock, about 9 minutes before 2 o'clock in the afternoon over in the UK. And I guess you're another hour ahead of them. So I guess we're making our way to 3 o'clock over there in Greece. Renee goes on to say, very sad to hear about the death of beloved Friends actor Matthew Perry. all-time family favourite TV show that was. It was, wasn't it, for everybody, even us lot over on the other side of the pond. May he rest in peace. And you ask we could play Dionne Warwick's That's What Friends Are For. There we are. Yes, they're all in there, aren't they? And that's What Friends Are For. Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder's there, Elton John, and Gladys Knight as well. And that goes out to Renee. Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Meanwhile, we're going to take a little trip. We're going to go to Woodstock. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Yeah.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Indeed, Sir Elton John, and sorry seems to be the hardest word. Little bit of a message in there somewhere, I think. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 20 minutes right now, after the hour of 8 o'clock. Yasmin just told me Merca Panama, that is closed, apparently. That's out there on the Centenario. Merca Panama is closed off. Right, good morning. Let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. Drops her line, says, good morning, Jerry. I hope this week will be more productive for everyone. I think we all hope for that. Nothing seems to have changed very much after the mentioning last night of the referendum. I think we're so sort of sceptical of anything that this government is doing right now. It's going to be interesting to see, isn't it, as we go into the Mes de la Patria, how that's going to work out. Right, let's see. Felipe goes on, he says, I quite agree with you. Let's hope everybody can get around and do their business today. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you, Eurythmics. Sweet dreams.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Your fingerprints in the dark. Your past and present tangled up in my arms. Our secrets sealed in our scars. Sharing a smoke on the steps of a bar. I was convinced I had your heart in my hands. I was making love, but you had different plans. Now she's giving love to somebody new.
There we go. That's one of the tracks off of their new album called Hackney Diamonds. The Rolling Stones and Dreaming. Depending on you. I'm dreaming. Right. Talking of dreaming, I think it's about time we went and found out, shall we, what's happening with our everyday story of country folk with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it looks like the people have spoken. They are going to get what they wanted. Long time coming, boy. I tell you, a lot of people suffering with traffic. One guy I know is trying to bring auto parts from Panama City up here to El Valle. It took him 9 hours. Oh man. So those, hopefully a couple more days of that, but this referendum, the vote that they're going to have, it's a long way out because they do have to take time and put things together, you know, and get all the paperwork and ballots and get it worded just perfectly so no one understands it. And then when they get that, then they'll have people vote. Until then, we are going to be on a moratorium. Let's hope. Anyways. Okay, what a good weekend. Man, did it rain. I hope it rained where you guys were. Rain. It just didn't stop. We had soup in the backyard. I can't even call it a piscina anymore. It was just mud soup. Lots of it, for sure. It slowed us down a little bit on some of the Halloween decorations, but they are up. They are ready. We had an adult party last night. Yahoo! I have some pictures. Yeah. So we're tonight's the last finishing touches of the few things we discovered that weren't quite working, so we'll fix those up tonight so that we have beggar's night tomorrow. Yeah, where the kids are going to come and they're going to go, trick or treat, smell my feet. I'm going to protest at your feet. Sorry, no, that won't happen. But we will have some kids. They can't wait. The kids are so excited. They walk by and they see something through the cracks of the door and whatnot. So they're just, their eyes are just dilated and big. And I'm like, come back on Tuesday to the night of Brujas. They get so cute. I'm going to enjoy that. We get a lot of fun out of sharing this with kids. All right. So it's not raining, but it has been raining. Like I said, it's still got some dripping coming down and everything is wet. Anyway, so Chelsea's doing great. She gets her stitches out on Thursday. It's a very hard thing to keep a dog from jumping around who wants to chase pussy cats. Yep, okay. Yeah, I said that. Yep, I did. Okay, until tomorrow, which is Halloween, back to you in the studio.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
B.J. Thomas and raindrops keep falling on my head. Let's hope so. Looking out the studio window, by the way, looks rather overcast out there this morning. Well, it has been overcast for a lot of the time over the weekend as well, and didn't we have some rain? And I tell you what, that was impressive, seeing that all the people that went out, despite the weather. There was no letting up of the protests over the weekend. I like the fact as well, I saw it on TV last night with all the bikers going out in the morning. Right, I tell you, we've got another birthday for today's date. It is the 30th of October, and Charles Atlas was born on this day. Now, that would not mean anything to you, other than perhaps that's probably where you'll find Panama in an atlas. Charles Atlas, he was born in 1893. I remember this when I was a kid. He was the developer of a bodybuilding method and its associated exercise program that was best known for a landmark advertising campaign featuring Atlas's name and likeness, and it's been described as one of the longest lasting and most memorable ad campaigns of all time. I remember that. Again, you see him all in his papers. There, sort of showing off his muscles, like Arnold does, or used to at any rate. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 24 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We've got to check in with Yasmin a little bit later on this morning as well. And if you know anything, by the way, if you're out and about this morning and things are either okay or they're not okay, please feel free to WhatsApp us and let us know. The number is easy. It's 677-188-22. Always nice to hear from you. Nice to know that there is somebody out there. Childish Gambino. Feels like summer.
shit on me, yeah. Give me a song to rock your body, a lucid dream, yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna tell you what you really need, yeah. Give me that honey, honey love, you got the recipe. You know, I see love in every space. I see sex in every city, every town. I wonder what a suit could make. Cause I feel so good around you. Can you imagine what we get up to, yeah? There's nothing different about tonight. I could speak or just let my body explain. I'm getting close to satisfied. And I learned so much about you. Don't know your name, that's something we'll get to, yeah.
Yeah, my body's working in overdrive. Don't get all late, let's go all the time. Mantra eternally in my mind.
Come on, give me that courage to say all the shit on me, yeah. Give me that song to rock your body, a lucid dream.
There we go, with two in a row. Started off, I mentioned it was Childish Gambino and Feels Like Summer. I'm happy to say for once it's not. It's cloudy, it looks like it's going to pour with rain, and let's hope it does, and let's hope it pours with rain in the right places. Right, if you're out and about this morning, I hope you're managing to get around a bit easier today. I don't think this is going to disappear anytime soon. I think there's a little bit of, well, not a little bit, a big bit of distrust. We are exactly 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. With you, of course, as we are Monday through Friday, and that is 7 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
generate every time we connect.
A very nice song, is it, by Robert Palmer, and that is Between Us. I'm just taking a quick look here at some of the things in the news this morning. We looked at, of course, top of the hour, we look at it again, and we're looking at stuff that's been published since then. It's now that the unions are in the streets protesting and closing roads announced on Sunday night that they will continue with their actions until Law 406 on the contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama is repealed. Now, this reaction comes after the president, Laurentino Cortizo, announced on Sunday evening that he will request a popular consultation on Sunday, the 17th of December, so that the population can decide whether or not to repeal Law 406 of 2023. Shares remain on the street. Law 406 must be repealed. It is a mandate. That is the mandate of the people, said the General Secretary of the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, Sal Mendes, after the President's message. I think the answer to that is, I mean, okay, they said they're going to have this referendum, and I think, okay, we should ease off a bit. And to Suntrax, all those other people, say, come on, let's make it easier now for people to go and do their business, because a lot of other people are being hurt by this. And the problem is there is so much mistrust out there. And we were discussing the other day with some friends is, you know, why we have this distrust of the executive and of the legislative. Well, I think the thing is that stuff is being done in the face of everybody and nobody cares. I mean, we looked at a few things. Changing of the electoral rules, just 7 months before the election is due, refusing to address the issue of decentralisation funding, refusing to investigate $1.6 million missing from the COVID-19 Dali or the Solidarity Programme, refusing to account for Ifaru and the funding and who it's spending the money on, basically in general, refusing to account for what is the money of the people. We've got to remember that this money does not belong to the government for them to do whatever they want to. That money belongs to the people and for the benefit of all the people. So it's mistrust of the ruling class. Time-wise, we're making our way to 8 minutes right now before the hour of 9. Great combination. Aretha Franklin together with George Michael there. I knew you were waiting for me. Now, here's an interesting one.
I want to love you.
Mark Anthony. Make it with you. Keep an eye on the time. 4.5 minutes exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Cool FM.
Really reaching out.
rather nice, but not not a cover that sticks out really. It's pretty much like the original. The original was way back in 1970 was when it was released, Make It With You, and it was written by David Gates and originally recorded by Bread, of which of course Gates was a member. And Gates and drummer Mike Botts are the only members of the group to appear on the recording. And that, by the way, was a number one hit, of course. But the version we played, that was Mr. Mark Anthony. And that has brought us, well, to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. There we go. Yes, I'm Every Woman. And that was Whitney Houston, of course. Yasmin's just told me, going to link up with Yasmin after our next piece of music. But she just told me the Cinquentenario is closed at Coco del Mar, down in that direction. Just to give you some info on that. If you're out and about this morning and you can see things that are happening out on the streets or where you can or can't get through, do let us know. 677-18822. That's our WhatsApp number. 677-18822. All right. Time right now, 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Terry D. And we've still got about, just over half an hour to go. Now, here's a great singer. His name is Gordon Haskell. His voice basically tells you about his life. Had a hard time, dear Gordon. This is All the Time in the World.
What does it matter if it's a quarter to two? The love of my life has been long overdue. But what does it matter if it's three or it's four? Don't even try to make sense of it all. I guess I got all the time in the world. Guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only place to be. Am I still dreaming? Am I asleep? How did I get in to this water so deep? But what does it matter if it's five after five? You're giving me the time of my life. I guess I got all the time in the world. I guess I got all time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Must be the only the skies are cloudy or blue. You're showing me just how little I do. 'Cause I used to wander aimlessly to some other place I thought I had to. But I guess I got all the time in the world. Guess I got all the time in the world. So lock me up in heaven and throw away the key. 'Cause if that's what they call home sweet home, then it's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. It's home sweet home for me. Must be the only place to be. Mm-hmm.
wander aimlessly to some other place I thought I had to be. But I guess I got on the time.
And what a beautiful voice he's got. That's Gordon Haskell and All the Time in the World. And by the way, I thought it was rather, when you sort of look at his history in music, because he was sort of making his way up in the 60s. And I like the fact that during the late 60s, he moved from Dorset, which is in the southwest of England. And this was just for a brief period. But he was sharing a flat with, believe it or not, Jimi Hendrix. I can hear somebody. Is it you, are you munching over there?
No.
I can hear you rustling paper.
Oh, yeah, I'm here with my agenda.
That normally means you're eating.
No, I'm not.
You're eating those nice brochettas.
No. No, you know, I always do it after the show.
You're very good, I must admit. Yes. Because those brochettas are quite noisy, aren't they, really?
Oh, yeah. But they are delicious.
They are, aren't they? Anyway, good morning, yes?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
And how was your weekend?
Nice, at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning and working.
Mm-hmm.
And relaxing. That's all.
Oh, that's it. So mm-hmm. you're ready for our 4 days. 4 days this week. And on the fourth day, apparently I've got to play instrumental music.
Oh, yes.
Is that right? Just instrumental, just low key?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll play nice music. Oh, that's like a nice change, everybody says. and today, of course, today is a special day,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Oh, yes.
It is.
Wishing you a very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday!
Well, it's not your birthday, is it?
No, it's my son's birthday.
It's your son, yeah, Ian. And mm-hmm. I can't believe he's 18.
Yes, I thought the same.
Gosh. I mean, he's grown up.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the little kid that sleeps under your desk anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, where's the time going? I mean, we've been doing, we're in our 16th year of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a rest, isn't it, really? This isn't exactly strenuous, not for me at any rate. And I know, because we were talking earlier about President Cortizo making his announcement last night, but it hasn't made that much difference, really, has it?
No, exactly.
I think, you know, he says, well, we're going to take a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the referendum has been taking place for the last week
mm-hmm.
on the streets.
Exactly.
You know, do you honestly think that a referendum is going to say, oh, we've changed our mind?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I find a little bit scary is because it's open pit mining,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is about the worst because it just sort of takes away the land. But can you imagine how much... they want to give this 20 years renewable, so 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what it would be like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 40 years of taking out bits of Panama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will be a desert.
Oh, it makes you want to cry, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, anyway, we'll see. I mean, because the 31st is the last day, apparently, mm-hmm. of this legislative cycle. Mm-hmm. And they're not due back till the 2nd of January. Well, I hope with what's going on here in Panama right now, they realise that their job is to be in the legislative until this is sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they'll probably not go off on holiday.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what else is new?
Well, today we receive, let me tell you...
Is it money?
No, oh. I got an invitation for a press conference, but it's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But this is about the French flag vessel, Plastic Odyssey.
Plastic Odyssey.
Uh-huh. It arrives today to Panama.
Plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Is it made of plastic?
No, oh. I don't think so. It promotes the reduction of plastic waste in the oceans,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be here in Panama until November 8th.
Oh, okay, that's
as
cool.
As part mm-hmm. of its global journey mm-hmm. in search of solutions to the plastic problem in the planet. So tomorrow is going to be the press conference. Hopefully, mm-hmm. I can arrive. It's going to be at the Biomuseo. And if somebody is interested in visiting,
mm-hmm.
it must complete an application on their website, plasticodyssey.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yes. I think so.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So a ship called Plastic, which is against plastic.
Yes. But this is a great opportunity to schools and for schools
yeah, no,
and
absolutely
college students
super.
To visit.
Absolutely mm-hmm. super.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any pictures of it? Is it a big boat? Or?
It's on La Prensa.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I must have a look.
Yeah.
So, is it a sailing ship, you know? Is it a sailing ship?
Mm-hmm. They said it's a, I don't know,
It floats.
Flag basel, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. we'll have a look. Mm-hmm. Have a look at the pictures in a minute. And because we're coming up into this time of the year, because like I said, this week's a 4-day week, next week's a 3-day week, the week after is a 4-day week, and then the next week we won't want to come to work because it's a 4-week.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, because we start, don't we, the weekend, Messe de la Patria? I guess that's when we have all the parades, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an awkward year for it, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if all the protests are going on.
Yeah, and some places had the interior already cancelled the parades.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see here in the city what happens.
So
I mean, it's sad because, you know, the whole, these months, they were practicing.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to have a Messe de la Patria when...
Mm-hmm.
People, well, I mean, it would be interesting to see who would, because you know they have the big stands, don't they,
mm-hmm.
where all the elite go and wave at everybody.
Yes.
Yes, be interesting to see if anybody turns up there either.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to see. We'll just
because
to
somebody see. Said on Twitter that maybe they can just do the parade on each school, you know,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
around there.
Yeah, just do the schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you and I will go and wave.
Yes, of course.
The Breakfast Show Parade. No, I mean, I hope it works out, because it's, like I said, it's very interesting how a number of the organisations have come out and basically said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy that, you know, this is sort of, it's like, it happened last year, didn't it, 2022,
mm-hmm.
when the people went out on the streets. And although it is sort of, if you like, with a particular issue at the forefront,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying, look, people are just fed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fed up with the way that the country is run. And, well, the chance is coming in May of next year
mm-hmm.
to make the changes.
Yes.
We know the people that are good, and we know the people that are not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bear that in mind when you vote, because... The people are the ones that make the changes. And I mean, we're out in the street. I mean, I've often used the expression that revolution is the purest form of and I'm not suggesting we have a revolution, but revolution is the purest form of democracy, because the people just get up and go and make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
yeah.
Let's hope everything sorts. I'm sure it's all going to sort out for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Now, what have we got in the way of anybody born on this day in music?
Oh, yes. We got, both were born the same age. I mean, the same year, 1939.
Wow, that's going back a bit. That's even older than me, yes, you know that.
Oh, yes.
That means they're 84.
Oh, yeah.
They could be members of the Rolling Stones.
Yes. The first one is Otis Williams,
mm-hmm.
American singer who, with The Temptations, had the 1971 US number 1 and UK number 8 single, Just My Imagination, and reissued My Girl, which was a UK number 2 hit in 1992.
Mm, and a great song, too.
Oh, yes.
you can't beat Tamla Motown. That was, but that was tempting. It was recorded for the Gordy Motown record label. Gosh, that was back, say, 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Remember playing that as well back in those days. Ooh, that's scary. But, yeah, no, it was a natural fact, though. It was written and produced by the Miracles members, Smokey Robinson and Ronald White. And it became the Temptations' first US number one single.
Mm-hmm.
And it is their signature song.
Mm-hmm. And which one is your favourite?
I don't have a favourite because they're all so good. In fact, I mean Toe Town. I almost go to the Shroppers. Motown. I mean, all their music was good. I mean, you've got Diana Ross and Supremes. You've got the Four Tops. You've got the Temptations. You've got all these amazing good. The Marvelettes. See what else we got? We got Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Marvin Gaye. All these great artists. I'm going to play a few more Motown before we go today.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Anyway, our second one is not Motown.
Mm-hmm. The second one is Grace Slick, American singer-songwriter from Jefferson Airplane Starship. Slick provided vocals on a number of iconic songs, including Somebody to Love, White Rabbit, We Build This City, and Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
And guess which one I'm going to play? None of those. Somebody to Love, Jefferson Airplane.
To be alive, and all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Yes, that's a really good 1960s pop, that is.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
And because they did change it, because you're asking about the name, weren't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they were sort of all together. In fact, it was, in October 1976, going right through to February 1970. The lineup of Jefferson Airplane consisted of Marty Bellin, Paul Cantor, Grace Slick, Jorma Korkunen, who's on the lead guitars, Jack Cassidy on bass, and Spencer Dryden on drums. And they were, by the way, the original band was all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Well, Balin left the band in 71, and after 1972, Jefferson Airplane effectively split into two groups, with Korkunen and Cassidy moved on full-time to their own band, which was called Hot Tuna. Slick, Cantor, and the remaining members of Jefferson Airplane recruited new members and regrouped as Jefferson Starship in 1974.
Okay.
So, and then Balin eventually went back and joined them. And Jefferson Airplane received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So there, a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
Going from the 60s, see, they're probably all as old, aren't they, as Mick Jagger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel young. So what do you got planned for today? Are you doing anything special with Ian? Is Ian still back at school now?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you going to be doing? Anything special today?
No, just maybe somebody will arrive.
Oh, somebody. Anybody.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Put a little poster. Sure. It's Ian's birthday. Come in and have a drink.
Yes. Yeah, we're not sure about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, have a great birthday, Ian.
Yes,
thank you. If he's listening.
No, he's in virtual classes right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you can listen to it later.
Mm-hmm.
As many times as you like. We can do that. You know?
Exactly.
So you're just going to be at home then with Ian,
mm-hmm.
watching him do his music. How's his saxophone coming on, by the way?
Good. He's learning new songs.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's enjoying it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Because
mm-hmm.
I hated the piano. I couldn't get one hand to do something different to the other. You ever heard of that song Chopsticks, where you just use two fingers?
Uh-huh,
yeah, yeah, that was... and then I moved on from that to the triangle. Oh, is there no hope? All right, look, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And give Ian our very best. Wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we're going to play a few Motown songs, as I said, probably taking us out of this morning's program. Starting, you remember the Four Tops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Do you know anybody called Bernadette?
No.
Oh, you do now.
I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their mind.
there we go. Yes, behind the painted smile from the Isley Brothers here on the boat. So I'll tell you what, we're going to squeeze. I think we can squeeze one more in. It's from Junior Walker on the All Stars. How sweet it is to be loved by you. There we go. Yes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars here on this morning's program. And until this sort of just bring us up to time to wind down for this morning. It's been a great morning. Just relax, playing music. And tomorrow, all being well, in the... let me just check the time. I think it's in the last hour tomorrow. Yeah. 8.30. That's the 8.30 hour, yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dania.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, Dania will be all being well coming in to chat with us tomorrow, and that's of course my mind's got my, remind me, yes.
You need.
Huh?
What do you need?
It's Dania, right?
Yeah, Dania Dolman.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. My mind went completely blank. Time for me to have a lie down. Yeah, Dania Dolman, because I love her greatly. Fancy not sort of remembering her well name now. That. Oh, I hope she's not listening. All being well, though, she will be with us tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour, Dania Dolman. And we're playing some of her music, finding out about finding her story, etc., etc. So that's all coming up tomorrow being Tuesday. Well, that's it. Big thanks this morning. Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her input this morning. Yeah, there's a bit of rain over there in Hawaii. Very overcast here as well. I think we could get some rain a bit later on. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, getting a lot of our background information for us. And also, you know, our social media. All that has to be done as well, which is not my forte. So big thanks to Yasmin, our co-producer Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He's over there at Windsor. Big thanks to him for his input, as always. The boys and girls of Grupo Grotto, who start us up and turn us off in the mornings. Big thank you to them, especially to Isaac. And let's say do stay tuned, because Two Chat SOS, no doubt, is going to be here with Gigi in a few minutes time. And, of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Well, please do it carefully. All right, just be careful. Have a good look before. If you have to go out, have a look around and see if there's any issues with traffic. All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do we want to be doing? Talking to you. Exactly. Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.